A Take Back the Night vigil honoring the victims of sexual assault and domestic violence will be held at 7:30 this evening in Prexy's Pasture on the University of Wyoming campus. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard sat down with Sydney Stein, a senior in the Visual Culture of Gendered Activism class that organized the event, to talk about why they put this together.
So the mission of Take Back the Night is to bring awareness to sexual assault and domestic violence. And so we're hosting a candlelight vigil tonight to bring awareness to these issues and talk about the prevalence, because if you're in a classroom and you look in front of you, behind you, to your left and to your right, the likelihood of one of those people having been a survivor of sexual assault or domestic violence is high. One of those people statistically will be a survivor. So this isn't an issue that's going away. It's not an issue that we don't face every day. So we need to talk about it.
Take Back the Night is usually a march. Why is this event a candlelight vigil?
So we wanted to have some sort of event to bring attention to domestic violence and sexual assault, particularly that on campus and that in Wyoming. But we know that there have been a lot of marches lately due to our sort of political state right now. And so we wanted to do something just a little bit different. And a student in the class had a really insightful comment on about sexual assault and domestic violence are not things that we should be celebrating. So, which is a weird way to put it, but we wanted to have an event that sort of shed light on also the seriousness of this. And so we decided we wanted to have a more quiet event and a vigil instead of something that was sort of loud and necessarily prancing around the community. Not that marches necessarily prance around the community, but instead of something that's walking around, we wanted to have something small and more intimate and more quiet.
This is being organized through a course, the Visual Culture of Gendered Activism. Some people would argue universities promote liberal thinking around social justice and activism. How would you respond to criticism that you're being taught what to think?
I would say that the class is teaching more critical thinking, I think, than anything else. Among the nine of us, we've had a lot of discussion, and when someone has something that they think we should be doing completely differently, I think because we've kind of established bonds with each other, we're able to talk about those things. And so I think having that critical thinking aspect really is helping us to come up with different examples and ideas of what we want to do. I think courses that don't talk about social justice and what's happening currently are not doing their job enough. The social activists on campus, I think, are not as common as people would like to think. And really, if the goal of going to university is expanding your mind and thinking about things in different ways and becoming a citizen, then courses should be teaching activism and what we can be doing to change our state. I mean, if you're not actively trying to make the world a better place, then I don't think you've really done your job when it comes to learning.
As a student, do you think the University of Wyoming has a problem with sexual assault?
Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't say any more than other campuses, but I think it's a nationwide problem that the university system across the country doesn't really want to address or is unable to address.
Take Back the Night has been around since the 1960s. How has the march changed since then?
I would say it seems like it almost has lost steam on the university campus. At least here, we haven't had a Take Back the Night march for several years. And we kind of experienced some pushback from the community. So I think it, at least at UW, it's evolved. And that's kind of how we went from having a march to a candlelight vigil.
You've done a lot with activism throughout campus. How did you become interested in that?
I think a lot of the activism that I've done has personally brought me back to feminism. I wouldn't have called myself a feminist until I started Real in Real Bodies, and all of a sudden I sort of needed to know where the foundation of body image. And so in learning about body image, I learned about feminism, and a lot of these issues tie back to it. Sexual assault and domestic violence play hugely into body image, and you find that a lot of survivors look at their bodies in completely different ways because all of a sudden their body is not their own and they see it as separate from themselves. And these are both feminist issues. I've been involved with Women's Leadership Conference, which talks about a lot of issues facing women. And I think there's a lot of discussion about whether or not people like to be called feminists. But I always revert to the definition where feminism is asking for equality for women. Not calling yourself a feminist makes you sexist.
Sydney Stein is a senior at the University of Wyoming and one of the students organizing Take Back the Night. Thanks, Sydney, for your time.
Thank you.